Welcome. And thank you for joining the Father's Vineyard podcast. We are located at 724 Oakland Road in Spindale, North Carolina, and invite you to join us.
We are a church that loves God, loves people, and makes a difference.
Now, let's join today's service.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you really love him this morning? Amen. If you really love him, give him a cheer this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. You have to celebrate the Lord this morning. Amen. He is so worthy. Amen. You know, thank God for his presence this morning. How many know without his presence, amen, we just a gathering, right? Amen. But his presence makes the difference. Amen. We need to gather, but we want his presence. Amen. So we just thank God for the presence of the Lord. Amen. Yes, give him the praise. Amen. Thought I had thrown my notes away, but I guess I got them. All right. Praise God. Well, it's good to be here this morning, and I just want to jump in, dive in this, amen. I want to just talk about, just share with you this morning. I was praying, and I was asked to preach this morning. I've been praying about it this week, and I really feel like God gave me a word to just share with the church, okay? It's when I say share a word, this is, I think it's a prophetic word for the church. You know, I know Pastor Terry, he's here, he can kindly judge it and make sure, okay, that's fitting, all right? But I do want to be respectful. It says, we are in a season, it's our time. I have given you my spirit not to entertain this world, but that the world will see the risen Christ that is in you. You are the church, the body of Christ, that will bring change to a dark world. You are the light of the world, so be light and salt. That is who you are. Make yourselves available to me and watch what I do through my church, the called out ones. Beware of the deception of the evil one who calls good evil and evil good. Who doesn't want our little boys to become young men, and our little girls to become young ladies. Evil could be either moral or spiritual in a sense, or wickedness. That's the word of the Lord to the people of God. And as I was just, I said, Lord, is this a message or, you know, but I think it is a prophetic word to the church. When I say church, I'm just not talking about Father's Vineyard, but for the body of Christ as a whole, okay? And if you look at Matthew's, as I was praying over this, I began to get a download of some scriptures that will bear witness with what God is saying. We're not here to entertain, but we're here to bring change. Amen? And what we got to realize is that the Bible has specifically said when we receive the Holy Spirit, there will be some things that will take place. Okay? Number one, he told us in St. Matthew's chapter 5, verse 14, he said, "Ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket or a man-made basket or a man-made instrument, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Now, that word glorify, what it really means is to praise or worship or to honor him. And we are here to glorify him, not to glorify ourselves. And so many a times in what we're seeing today is that, you know, it's almost a shame that some of the things that people are saying that, that God is doing, you know, is just contrary to Scripture. But the Bible says that there's a light in us and we must let that light shine. Because the world is getting darker and darker, but how many know the light is going to shine brighter and brighter? Amen. So we have to get ourselves ready to shine. The light is in us. How is the light in us? Let's look at St. John chapter 1 and verse 1. I start at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. And apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light that's shining is the light of Christ on the inside of you. Amen? And notice what it said in verse 5. It said, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend or overtake it. St. John 17, verse 13. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, so that they may have my joy made full in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world. So don't get upset because the world don't go all over you. You know, that's an indication that there's a light burning on the inside of you, and I'm gonna know light exposed darkness. And that's what is happening to the body of Christ. We're exposing the darkness, the evil deeds, and the wickedness that's taking place in this earth. So don't get upset, but we got to do what? Love them anyway. Amen? Love them anyway. Verse 15, it says, I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. To keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. St. John 16 and verse 12. I have many more things to say to you, but ye cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own initiative, but whatsoever he hears, he will speak. How many know the Holy Spirit knows how to relay the message of God? It's not a hate message. It's not a dividing message, but it is the message of truth. And Jesus said, I am the truth. Amen? So the truth is a person. And that person is in the person is the person of the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us. He is the truth. He will guide us, lead and guide us into what? All truth. But whatsoever he hears, he will speak. He will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, not himself. He will glorify me. And I'm telling you that what God is wanting us to understand as believers is we are here to glorify him. Not to parade ourselves like we got it all together, but it's him. Apart from him, we can do nothing. And we have to lean on him and we have to trust in him. Why? Because he's the one that's conforming us into the image of his dear son. He's the one that's doing the work. Paul said that it is he who works in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. Work out your own salvation. What God has worked in, let it work out. And that's the Christ that the world is longing to see, the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. Why? Because they're tired of a religion. They're tired of the play acting. They want something real. And how many know we have something real to give? It is not a play toy, amen? It is real. And we can experience this. It's not something that we just come together on Sunday and we experience the worship, but how many know we can experience it in a home? We can experience it on a job. Amen. He's real, and God wants to reveal himself through us, his body. Amen. So he said, he will glorify me, for he will do what? Take of mine and disclose it to you. He will take what's his and reveal it unto us, the mind of Christ. The Bible said, let this mind be in you that was what? Also in Christ. Let it be in you. Let your light shine. Don't make it shine. Let it shine. I mean, you know, you don't have to make this. You don't have to conjure this up. Amen. I mean, you know, if it's in you, it will produce. It will begin to manifest. And that's what Jesus did for the Father when he was doing his earthly ministry. Yes, he did miracles. Yes, he healed the sick. Yes, he opened the eyes of the blind. But what he was really doing, he was manifesting the Father to the world. He was showing them what the Father is really like. And that's why he could love the sinners. That's why he could love people. Why? Because God is love. And he was expressing everything. The character of God was just coming out of him. And that's why people were drawn to him. Why? Because never man spake like this man. Why? Because of the power of God on the inside of him. Amen? All right. So he goes on. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he taketh of mine and will disclose, I will reveal, I'll uncover it to you. Amen? All right. My Father is glorified by this. How many want to glorify him? Do you really want to glorify him? Amen? Do you realize that's what you were created for, to glorify him? All things were made by him and what? For him. See, and that's where we get our pleasure from, when we glorify him. That's where the joy comes in, when we glorify him. Okay? My Father is glorified by this, that you sang a little louder. Clap a little harder. Right? I mean, no, I got to do it a little bit better the next time. No. See, God is not looking for your perfection. He's wanting you to surrender and yield. Make yourself available to him. That's what he wants. Amen? He said, my Father is glorified by what? This, that ye bear much fruit. So to prove to be my disciples. What is the one thing that Jesus said in the Word of God? He said, the world will know that you are my disciples by what? By the love you have for one another. Do you not know that we are a force to be reckoned with when we are all joined together and loving each other and embracing each other, the good, the bad, the ugly, the mistakes and all, but yet we choose to love each other in spite of. So we glorify him when we bear much fruit. And you know, I'm not going to go through all the fruits, but how many know the fruits of the Spirit, the character of God? So to prove to be my disciples, just as the Father loved me, I have also loved you. Do you believe the Father loves you this morning? Do you really believe that he really loves you? Do you not know, I'm going to tell you, do you not know, had you have been the only person on planet Earth, Jesus still would have came and died on the cross. That's how much the Father loved you and wanted to restore you back to himself. He loves you with an everlasting love. Now that love, we got to understand something, because I think we get love mixed up with what we want sometimes. See, love is not just giving me what I want. Love is not letting me have my way. Love is not wanting to tell me no. Because sometimes the best answer you can get is no. But love seeks the best and the highest quality for your well-being. See, God just didn't give us what we wanted, but he gave us what we needed. And that was a Savior. That was someone that would die for us. That was someone that would resurrect for us. That was someone that would give us his spirit that we'll be able to live victorious in this earth. That's true love that won't let me, will correct me when I'm going wrong. You know, I call it tough love sometimes. Okay? Notice what he said, abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken to you so that my joy might be in you and that your joy may be made full. Now, I was questioned when I read this scripture to someone a couple of months ago, not knowing that I was going to be ministering on this scripture, but he was telling me, you know, about keeping the Ten Commandments. He said, well, yeah, Jesus said we had to keep the Ten Commandments. And I said, where did Jesus tell us that at? Well, you know, we're supposed to keep the Ten Commandments. Jesus made it so clear and so easy. He said, if you would just keep this one, you'll fulfill all of them. Well, I thought we had to keep the Ten Commandments. Nobody could keep the Ten Commandments but Jesus. And Jesus, in turn, he said, but I give you a new commandment, that ye shall love one another. Now, if I love you, that's okay. Give Jesus a clap. Don't give me one, okay? I mean, come on. But listen, if I love you, am I going to want to steal from you? If I love you, am I going to want to commit adultery? Talk to me. If I love you, am I going to want to murder you? See, Jesus said they are fulfilled in this one, that if you love your neighbor as yourself, you have fulfilled all of them. And he looked at me and he said, that's even better, isn't it? Yes, it is. Amen? But when we keep his commandments, that's what he said. If you will keep my saying, if you will guard what I say, you're walking in my love. See, some people think, well, if God loves me, he'll let me do what I want to do. That ain't true love. I was doing that before I got saved. Now that I'm being loved by the Father, he said, John, this is the way to go. Walk this way. Walk the love walk, and you'll be fine, son. See, the Bible says there's three things. What is that? Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is what? Love. If we could get the love walk down and begin to walk in it. Well, what about faith? The Bible says faith which worketh by love. See, love is the key. See, once you begin to walk in love, there is no telling what you will begin to experience. Because when we begin to walk in love, that great love of God, the agape, not filio, not eros, steros, but the agape, when we begin to walk in that, how many know we have no condition for people? We just love people. That don't mean I have to give you everything that I got, but we just love, and our concern is for the better of you. Okay? Where did I stop at? Verse 11, okay? That your joy might be made full. How many can use some joy? Amen. Do you have the Holy Spirit? You got joy. See, We look at, we try to mix joy with happiness. How many know happiness depends on what happened? But joy is a fruit of the Spirit. And guess what? The devil himself can't take your joy. Now, you might not be experiencing that joy to the degree that you would like, but how many know the devil can't take your joy? He can't take the Holy Spirit. Guess what? He can't take your joy. He can't take your peace. They'll say, well, you know, man, my peace is gone. Well, where the Holy Spirit at? He's in me. Well, the peace is still there. You just got to do what? Activate it. You got to pull on it. Spring up, old well. Talk to it. Okay? Second, 1 Corinthians, I'm about through. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, it says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from the Father, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore do what? Glorify God in your body. Glorify God in your body. Honor him with your body. Praise him with your body. Worship him with your body. Amen. The Bible said, let everything that have breath do what? Praise the Lord. You are a worshiper. The Bible said he seeketh those who worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. See, we glorify him. And I know sometimes when we go through things, and I'm learning, say, John is learning, that just because I go through something, God don't cease to be God. He don't cease to be God. He's still God. You know, and this is my saying. I don't know, but this is what I say. God, if you move, I'm going to serve you. If you don't move, I'm going to serve you. He's just that good. Amen? But guess what? When I trust him, he's coming through. Amen? When I trust him, he's coming through. So I'm going to glorify him. Because he has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. That word power means he has given me the ability to do what his word said I can do. Without the Holy Spirit, I'm not empowered to do that. Okay? As you humble yourselves, I will manifest. As you humble yourself, I will manifest my love, my peace, my joy, my goodness, my mercy, my grace through my sons and daughters whom I have chose to manifest myself to and through. It is time that the world see the true church and not an organization. Or a man-made rule, or ways of doing things. But the true church that will manifest my glory, not the world's glory, that only pleases the flesh, and not me, the Lord of glory. I close in this last verse here, Romans 8, verse 15. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry, Abba, Father, or Daddy, Daddy, or Papa, Papa. The Spirit himself testifies that with our spirit, that we are children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if need be, suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. For I consider the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us or through us. See, the glory is being revealed through us. When we go through things, we need to understand that God is working something in us. Amen? And he's developing something in us. See, that word glory there is one word that it says is attraction. Attracts. I mean, you know, the glory attracts things. When the world see us shining and burning from God, I mean, no, it is an attraction. They want to know, how did you get that? How did you do that? It's all by the glory of God. And as we glorify him and as we go through things, the spirit of glory rests upon us. And what God is doing, he's working things out of us, but he's also working things in us. And the Bible said that he's giving us his glory. How many know? I believe it's the Holy Spirit, the glory of God, the presence of God. Because when Moses wanted to see his glory, he showed him what? His kindness, his goodness, the character of God. And that's what we have on the inside of us by the Spirit of God is developing what? The character of God in us, that we begin to act and operate just like our daddy. The DNA is in us to be like our daddy. See, but daddy is not giving his glory to man, but he's giving his glory to who? The church. We are the manifest glory of God in this earth. We display him. We glorify him. And we magnify him. We make him bigger together. All I got.
That was plenty. Pastor John, I tell you what, you look like Jesus today.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Given a good word. The word at the beginning was exactly what we needed to hear. The message that God gave you is exactly what we needed to hear. And I want to say thank you.
Praise God.
I know. I want to say thank you. I know it's him.
Bless you. Love you.
Amen. There's nothing to add to, but I will say this. He said at the beginning that it is our time here right now. This is our time. And we need to respond to it. We need to respond to the prophetic word. We need to respond to the message, the written word, the spoken word. We need to respond. If we do not change, we will not bring change.
That's right.
We have to change. Not once, but continually. If we don't have continual change, we won't change others continually. And that continual change about the light, he said, what about the light? The only problem we have to have about the light is us, not the light. The bushel over the light is the fear of man. Man woven, covering the light. Fear, the fear of shining that light forth. We're going to have to deal with that today. Mm-hmm. The only thing we have to worry about concerning the salt is passion. If the salt loses its taste, its passion to be salty, it's good for nothing. People will just walk on it. And that comes through deception. We lose our passion because of deception. We lose the brilliancy of shining the light because of the fear of man. And we have to understand that we change all the time. We need to change all the time toward him, more and more toward him, that glory to glory, from glory to glory. We're from glory, but we skip the two. From glory to glory. There's more glory. So there's more glory that we're going to experience in him. And I'm not talking about us glowing. I'm talking about him glowing.
Yes.
Him glowing as we do our daily life, daily walk. So what do we need to change? Our heart, our mind, our attitudes. Our words. Our choices. And our emotions. No change, no new thing. You want to bring a new thing from God? Change. Do you hear me? Do you hear the word of the Lord today? No change brings no new thing. We sing songs, "Behold, I do a new thing." We are the new thing. The new, we have him. We bring the new thing if we change. We cannot remain the same. We have to understand that today's the day that he's telling us, it's your time. Arise and shine. If you're dealing with fear, if you have a hesitancy about you, about sharing, about opening up, about just stepping out, if you're dealing with fear, stand up. God bless you. Don't be afraid. This is the time that we make the change. Listen, how much fear does it take? How much fear does it take? Just that much. Just a little bit. Fear will cripple us. Maybe you've lost some passion. Maybe you don't have that same get up and go that Pastor's talking about. Getting up and doing. Y'all, no, stand, no, I don't want you to sit down. Stand up. This is for him. This is for him. Maybe it's that thing that says, I need to be more passionate about the Lord in my walk. I'm not talking about being religious. You can be religious all day long, and all you're doing is promoting religion. But passion for him. Have you lost the taste? Have you lost the taste for the word? Do you want it back? Do you want it back? Do you want more than what you have? If you want more than what you're demonstrating. Now, you've got everything, but if you want more than what you're demonstrating, today is your day. Now is your time. Right now, stand to your feet. You want more. More. I want to represent him more. I want to demonstrate who he is. Who he is. Pray to break the fear, brother.
Pray to break the fear. Are you good, son? Yeah. So, okay. Amen. All right. Did I drop something? Okay. Fear has to go. How many know God is not giving you the spirit of fear? Okay, let's just break that spirit. That spirit of fear has to go. Say, in the name of Jesus, fear must go. And I accept the boldness of God. Fear go. In Jesus' name, amen. Now praise God that you have the spirit of boldness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Fear has to go. Amen. Now, the next time that fear tries to come, remind the fear you are gone. I do not have a spirit of fear, but love and power and of a sound mind. Amen. Amen.
Pray for passion.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pray for the passion.
Passion. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for passion, Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you'll rekindle the fire, God, that has seemed to gone dim. And Lord, we pray right now by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that you begin to stir in us, Father. Fan the flame, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and let passion return, God. Let it return right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. You are a passionate person for the things of God. So give him some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. We have passion. Amen. Fear has to go. Shame has to go. God has set you free, amen. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Oh, glory to God. We are free people to be passionate for our God. Amen. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Amen. Do you believe? Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Say, so be it. Fear is gone. I'm passionate for the things of God. I'm on fire. Hallelujah. For God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. So be it. Amen. You say, well, I don't want to get excited. Go on and get excited. Amen. It's all right. Amen. God is a good God. Amen. And he is worthy of all our praise. Amen. We thank you so much for your patience this morning. Thank you, Pastor Terry, for just sharing some nuggets with us. Amen. How many know God is a good God? Amen. And we're in this together. Amen. It's not a one-man show. It's not about me. It's not about him. But it's about God getting his message to his body. Amen. And that's what it's about. Amen. All right. I got one announcement. Do you want to stand or do you want to sit? Stay standing. Okay. Just one announcement. Next Sunday, we will be honoring Pastor Terry and Miss Brenda. These are our pastors. I'm going to know this is Clergy Appreciation Month. So next week, we're going to celebrate them. Amen. So you can bring a card. We will be taking up an offering for them. And you can bring a card for them if you like. But just come, and we want to celebrate them and honor them. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Terry and Miss Brenda. Bless you guys. Appreciate you so much. All right, you ready to go home? Go eat. All right, let me see. There's something I want to tell you, and that's this song, and you can leave after when I start this song, but I want you to hear this song, okay? It says, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Do you love him more than anything? Amen. God bless you. We love you. Appreciate you.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope today's worship and study of God's word was encouraging to you. If we can help you in any way, please reach out to us by going to fathersvineyard.org. That's fathersvineyard.org. Thank you again, and we hope we can see and hear from you soon. Until next time.